Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Al Van Camp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Howie Story. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hadley Senby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hadley Senby. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Lee Senby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill bunts towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fothergill for the out. Blue moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Sullivan scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fonseca scores. Watwood moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee Senby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Howie Story is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Story hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 0 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hadley Senbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kerr. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Lee Senbi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, And the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb throws the ball into Rhine, who tags Sullivan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Blue moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Howie Story is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Story is 0-for-1 in the game. Story hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Hadley Senbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee Senbi hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive towards short. Rhine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blue bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Van Camp moves to third. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Howie Story. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett strikes out. There goes Van Camp. He's safe. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Urbane Pickering pinch hits for Hadley Senby. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Rein moves to third. Vic Frazier now pitching. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Rein scores. Pickering moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Rothrock moves to second. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Olson takes first base on ball 4. Pickering scores. Rothrock moves to third. McManus moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. McManus scores. Olsen moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Webb steals second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Van Camp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olsen scores. Webb moves to third. Oliver moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly now catching. Wilson Moore now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watwood takes first base on ball 4. Fonseca moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Appling reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. Watwood moves to third. It's 8-5, Red Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Watwood scores. Appling scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. One out. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr scores. It's White Sox, 8, Red Sox, 8. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Ed Morris now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Garland now pitching. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-4 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morris moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morris scores. Rothrock moves to third. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rothrock scores. McManus moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. McManus scores. Olson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Olson scores. It's 12-8, Red Sox. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Van Camp hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Fonseca moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.